This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We don't usually cover celebrity gossip on this program, but we wanted to note one significant breakup. Tom Cruise recently split with his longtime partner. We're not talking about former girlfriend Penelope Cruz. The split was with his publicist of 14 years, Pat Kingsley. Slate contributor Adam Sternberg has written a piece saying the demise of this partnership signals a milestone in a much bigger relationship, the one between the press and the Hollywood star machinery. Adam Sternberg joins us from the CBC in Toronto. First, you describe Cruz and Kingsley as the Lewis and Clark of celebrity image control. What does that mean?
Essentially, together, their sort of career ascents have been parallel. Cruz became Kingsley's client in the early 90s, and together they sort of mapped out a new territory for what publicists were able to do in terms of dealing with the media and creating a star's image. Specifically, Pat Kingsley is well known for how protective she's been of Tom Cruise and how, I guess you could say, proactive she's been in making sure that the information that is in the public arena about Tom Cruise is exactly the kind of information that they want to have out there, and that other kinds of information don't see the light of day.
Now, tell us about Pat Kingsley's tactics. What would she do with journalists who wanted an interview with Tom Cruise?
Well, basically, Pat Kingsley was simply the first publicist to decide that she was going to set the terms of engagement with the media. Previously, you know, journalists would phone a publicist and say, here's what we want. We'd like to interview this star. Here's who we're going to send to interview them. Here's who we're going to send to photograph them. And the publicist would say, okay, and sort of set the times. And she basically said, no, you're not going to tell me who the interviewer is. I'm going to tell you who the interviewer is. You're going to send the photographer that I approve. So basically, she was the first publicist to demand that a magazine guarantee that her client would be on the cover if she granted them an interview. She was the first publicist to demand that journalists provide in advance a list of questions, which she would then go through and say, okay, yes, 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 no. And you would then not be allowed to address that particular subject when you were interviewing the person. And she was the first publicist, most significantly, to use her entire stable of clients as a sort of stick to wield against the media, so that if you wrote an unflattering story about one of her clients, you could potentially be barred from accessing any of her clients.
Now, I notice you're talking in the past tense. So tell us what the significance is of the split between Cruz and Kingsley in terms of how the media covers celebrities.
Well, as befits their relationship, no one publicly has been able to sort of figure out the exact reasons for their split at this time. There's much speculation about what might have caused it, but it's an interesting split because it seems to coincide with a general shift in the way that the celebrity media covers stars, and the way in which, after so many years of the publicist wielding all the power, the media has adopted several different tactics to attempt to regain some control over their own product. One significant shift is magazines like Us Weekly invented this kind of tone, which was sort of a happy, shiny tabloid tone. So instead of being a magazine that relied on having interviews with celebrities and then saying, hey, we sat down with Tom Cruise and here's what he told us about his garden, the magazine instead uses more of a tabloid format where it's a lot of anonymous sources or friends of the star or experts commenting. And often there'll be a whole article about a star in which there's no quotes from that star at all. This shift in coverage has resulted in some celebrities sort of complaining because I think there's a sense that they're losing control of the public conversation about them. When you flip through a magazine like Us Weekly, most of the images and photos that you're seeing in there are either paparazzi photos or wire service photos. So you're seeing a lot of photos of people in track pants taking out the garbage, or people kissing, sort of blurry pictures of people kissing on a restaurant patio. And suddenly, of course, that means that the star does not have control about how they look. They're not styled. They don't have control over who the photographer is. So there's a general sense, I think, that they need to find a new way to exert control over the way in which they are portrayed in the media.
Adam Sternberg covers pop culture, and you'll find his article on Tom Cruise and Pat Kingsley at Slate.com. Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.
And now that Tom Cruise has a new publicist, we thought it might be easier to get an interview with him. So we asked our crack booker, Luke Burbank, to make the call. Luke's here. Luke, what happened?
Well, Madeline, I called Tom's new publicist, who also happens to be his sister, and they told me to send a fax, so I did, and I called him back.
Leanne DeVette's office?
Hi there, it's Luke Burbank calling back from NPR.
Hi, 1 second. Hi, sorry to keep you holding.
Oh, that's no problem.
Do you want to see if we received your fax?
Yeah, did you get the fax
I
sent? Do you think there's a chance that we would be able to get Mr. Cruz on in the next week, say?
I don't know. I don't actually deal with that personally.
Is Leanne around? Could I talk to her for just a couple minutes?
She's actually in a meeting, so.
Okay, I was just checking. Thank you very much.
So, Luke, how optimistic are you we're going to get Tom Cruise on day-to-day?
Well, I think a first step would be getting through to his publicist slash sister directly.
Right.
But even then, I don't think it's going to happen.
No?
No.
Same old, same old?
Pretty much.
Day-to-day's Luke Burbank. I'm Madeline Brand.